I miss the outgoing, flirty Anya, a carefree, you-only-live-once type of person with a as-long-as-we-don't-die philosophy. The past few months have been dark. Jonas has left me in a glum chaos where everything feels insurmountable. I can't be bothered to do anything. Literally anything. I just want to lie under my duvet with closed blinds and don't even feel like gobbling down Ben and Jerry's or watching chick flicks. I just want to be left alone by everyone, including myself and my thoughts. That's why I almost feel comfortable in bed at the moment. That's why having to go to this daft ski trip is the last thing I want to do. But maybe it is exactly because I don't feel like doing anything that I said yes to Maria. In a desperate attempt to get some peace, because I got sick of listening to her begging. Just come visit me over the weekend, she tempted over Skype. Then we can go skiing in the mountains outside of Barcelona. Mountain air and snow is a good way of cleansing. I promise you, your soul will be like new when we are done. I didn't have the energy to argue with her, or I made a couple of counterpoints, but she kept on, so I gave up. Even though I don't even know how to ski. But like a feeble lump, I just let her order the plane tickets. So now I am stuck with it. Up high in the air, it is chillier, and the sweater becomes more bearable. But the beast still itches. On the other hand, the plane is half empty, so I succeeded in having a snooze against the window. When I'm standing in front of the airport in Barcelona looking out for Maria, I hear her voice before I see her. Over here, Anya! She calls, with her upper body hanging out of some kind of carpooly sled. Maria gets out and helps me put the suitcase in the trunk.